in the U.S. of A, the right to bear arms means that one can own a gun. Canadian gun law means that the right to bear arms is that you can wear a short sleeve shirt. Have you got that? Pretty much covers it. Hey, in California, you know what? You got a lot of stuff going on with regards to guns. The good guys are always being attacked by the bad guys. In this case, the bad guys would be the politicians of the day. And you know what? Who gives pushback to that? It's the CRPA. The NRA, to a certain level, I get that. But they've kind of lost a little bit of their swagger here recently with all of their issues that they have going on. And the CRPA, I mean, they're fighting for everybody, and they've been around since 1875. That's a long time for a firearm association, and they're led by Chuck Michel. And Chuck and I recently met in Las Vegas, actually, of all places, and we had breakfast together, and a great guy. And he's in charge, and he's also an attorney, and his job is to steer that association towards freedom, right? And it's been there, and it will go back under his leadership and the leadership, too, of others that work there. And one of them, of course, is Rick Travis. He's kind of the main boots on the ground guy. He's the director of development. And recently in their magazine that came out, he had a bunch of recipes. And you know what, Rick? Good going. That's kind of a nice way to diversify, right? Buckwheat, honey, and smoked garlic, duck over wild rice. Here's a gun guy. I mean, is that your feminine side, right? It's really good that you do that. There was three or four pages of it, true organic recipes. And of course, a lot of it is kind of aimed, pardon the pun, at hunters, and they can go out and shoot something and bring it in and cook it up good. California is still talking about them. Here's one that's really weird. A lot of weird things out of California, but this might be at the top of the list. California courtrooms, judges can no longer use gavels. Liberals outlawed gavels as they were harsh, and they wanted a kinder, more gentle justice system. Liberals, queers and steers, but I repeat myself, I mean, good bloody great. Are you kidding me? You might upset somebody in court, boom, says the judge. Say the people and the bad guys say, oh, you're hurting my feelings now, and isn't that bad? Oh boy, they continue to walk among us. Math is racist. In case y'all didn't know that, I'm here to tell you, I'm your wiser advisor. If you like math, you are a racist. If you can add 2 + 2 equals racist. Have you got that? I can't make this stuff up. Nobody can. This is real stuff that's going on in the US of A. Teachers must now accept that math is a form of white supremacy. I guess COVID is racist too. I mean, everything is, right? I mean, they constantly play this card. They want to dismantle the whiteness of mathematics. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff here I could read, but I'd put you to sleep, kind of like I'm doing to myself, because I'm thinking immediately, this can't be true. You're making it up. I mean, it's so stupid. How can you even talk like that, Brian? That'd be me. But it's there. This is what they're saying. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. You know, there's an alarming lack of a strategy with regards to the homosexual things that are going on in the nation, right? I mean, there's so many letters now. There's LGBTQ128 inclusion, blah, 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 blah. I'm worn out saying it all. I feel like I'm in the alphabet soup, right? And who cares about your sexuality? Does anybody care? Why do you continue to tell me and others what you do? I don't want to know. That's too much information. I mean, they're looking for inclusion. Why? I accept everybody for doing what they want to do and being what you want to be, but I ain't going to go fishing with you if you've got all those letters in your name. Blah, blah, blah. And then you have a bird watcher. Blah, blah, blah. A bird watcher, he says, hey, you know what? I've been called sexist because I show pictures of birds and the female birds are smaller than the male birds. So I'm a sexist, apparently. And you know what? This is all about the tweets, right? I miss my birds today. I mean, here you got a bunch of bird brains talking like this. I mean, really, guess what? Often, most often, males in the animal kingdom, which of course would include humanoids, males are bigger than females. Is that a bad thing? Is that sexist? How about reality? How does that get you? Then you have Twitter that recently have suspended a Spanish politician for saying that a man cannot get pregnant. Can this even be right? It's a hateful tweet. A man cannot get pregnant. A man has no egg, blah, blah, blah. This is what he said. And they kicked him off and said, hey, you can't do that because it's hate, a threat, harassment, and or fomenting violence against people based on race, origin, blah, 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 blah. Because some man apparently said that he was pregnant. He's pregnant, all right. I mean, there's something growing, and it ain't down below. I mean, crazier than a blah, blah, blah. Okay, you need identification. You need ID to buy alcohol, to buy a house, to open a bank account, to get a job, to buy cigarettes, to fly in an airplane, to purchase a gun. You need ID, right? Remind me again why Democrats say that voters' ID laws are racist. Remind me that. I'd like to know, okay? And old liberalism stuff actually did believe this or not, in economic freedom and civil liberties, right? The new liberals, though, I'm talking about Canada now with regard to this, the new liberals believe that, and other countries certainly do fall under this, but the ones in Canada believe that you are stupid as a citizen and that they are the smart ones and they will make all the decisions for you and the political vision of the prime minister, Trudeau in Canada, and his senior aides and his cabinet ministers and so on, and all people within his government is to control the people with internet censorship, climate change, gun control, immigration, race relations, or equality of outcome versus equality of opportunity. Are you depressed now? Y'all come back tomorrow and I'll try to make you happier. Hey, see ya.